Now we have this statement here, and it's quite an intimate statement. Don't be afraid now and run away from it. A bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me. He shall lie all night betwixt my breasts. Now, may I say to you, I think the original here lets you translate it several different ways, but actually, it shall lie all night betwixt my breasts. What is that? Well, it's this bundle of myrrh. And what is that bundle of myrrh? That's Christ. When he was born, they brought myrrh to him. The wise men did. When he died, Joseph and this man Nicodemus, they brought myrrh and put on his body, and the women brought it. This speaks of, may I say to you, of his birth, his entire life. Speaks of Jesus. And what do you think about at night? May I say to you, he should lie heavy upon your breast and upon your heart at night. When you wake up during the night seasons, what do you think about, friends? Do you begin to worry about the next day and worry about that? Oh, I do a lot of that. But it's wonderful sometimes to just turn that off. And we are hearing a great deal today about, I get letters from these young people, they say, we've turned Jesus on listening to the program. Wonderful. Turn him on at night when you're thinking about these things. Because, again, may I say that that's exactly what Paul was talking about over in the 4th chapter of Philippians when he says, finally, brethren. This is finally. This is something you're to do when you get the end of the rope. Whatsoever things are true, that's Christ. Whatsoever things are honest, that's Christ. Whatsoever things are just, that's the Lord Jesus. Whatsoever things are pure, he's pure. Whatsoever things are good, of good report, or of excellence, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These are the things. It's to meditate upon the Lord Jesus Christ. It's been put like this, a bundle of mellifluous myrrh is my beloved best to me, which I will bind between my breasts while I do rest in silent slumbers. Friend of mine put me onto this years ago. He said, when I go to bed at night, the last thing I do is pull up the covers and I look up and say, Lord Jesus, I love you. And then again, Watts put it like this, as myrrh new bleeding from the tree, such is a dying Christ to me. And while he makes my soul his guest, my bosom, Lord, shall be thy rest. Oh, to think upon the Lord Jesus Christ, how wonderful it is. And again, Erskine put it like this, from this enfolded bundle flies his savor all abroad. Such complicated sweetness lies in my incarnate God. Oh, Christian friend, we're missing so much today. Are you satisfied with these little courses now? Are you willing to have some little ritual in your life be the solution? May I say to you, oh, to have him today, to have him today as the very object of your life, the one who brings in the excitement, the ecstasy, and the fellowship, and the joy, and his grace, and his love, and his mercy. It's all yours. Just open the door. He's knocking right now. Even Jesus.